This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Jennifer Reed, our blog reviewer, is on holidays in the USA, and so she's going to review some American blogs. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katrina.
How are you doing?
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah? I look forward to hearing all about it when you get back, Jen.
I can't wait to tell you, Katrina.
Okay. Well, today now we are looking at this blog, deliciousbaby.com, which is from Seattle, yeah?
Yes, that's right. It's by Debbie Dubrow, and it's a little bit different from the usual travel blog, but it is a travel blog that's specifically aimed at parents who would like to travel with their kids but want to learn tips to make it a bit easier and a bit more fun.
Okay, what do we know about Debbie?
Well, she's a wife and a mum of three children aged 6, 4, and 2. And as a family, the Dubrows do a lot of travelling, and this is what Debbie blogs all about in Delicious Baby. And she's also currently working on an amazing iPhone travel app called TripDoc, which is an app that is going to help with easy travel planning by just punching in all the places you want to visit or where you want to eat. And once you put in where your hotel is, the app plots it all out on a map so you can find your way around. So that would have been a godsend for me if it was already ready.
If you had it when you're doing your plans, yeah.
Yeah, because when I was doing my itinerary, I would have saved just hours of time. But, Debbie's obviously come up with the idea from all her own travel experiences and realised that it's a great resource that people could use that isn't out there yet. So, yeah, I think it's going to make a lot of happy travelling families once it's up and running.
I reckon. Yeah. And so has this blog been a good resource for you?
Yeah, I think my kids are a little bit older.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be really good for kids that are a little bit younger and parents that need a bit of a confidence boost when it comes to thinking about travelling, especially overseas, because Debbie manages to make travelling with young kids sound like lots of fun and really achievable. So, yeah, I think it's a great one to check out.
Okay. Has Debbie been blogging for long? How did she start this all up?
Well, her and her husband had always travelled before they had kids and they didn't want to give that up. So when their first child was born, they noticed that there was a lot of, travel information out there but very little about travelling with kids. So most of the information that they found was either negative, saying that parents should wait until their kids are older, or was about how to make an annual trip to grandma's house.
Right.
Nice, but they wanted more.
Yeah.
So they'd always shared travel stories and tips with their family and friends via email or on a website they'd created. So in 2007, Debbie decided to start a blog so that everyone could learn from their advice. So, yeah, she's noticed that since starting her blog, she remembers much more detail about her travels as well because she actually has to write about it.
Okay.
So it's kind of like an online journal in a way. And she just loves that thinking more deeply through her travel experiences has helped her remember the special moments and has also helped others, you know, with their holiday planning. So,
yeah. Okay. So what are some of your favourite posts, Jen?
Well, one I think that's super useful for parents with young kids is called 10 Easy to Carry Toys for Outdoor Play. And Debbie gives some great ideas for those times when you're on the road and the kids need a break but there isn't a playground, you know, anywhere in sight.
Yeah.
And instead, Debbie suggests a list of toys to keep in your day pack or in your boot to make things easier, like a ball, you know, balloons that you can blow up and chalk. And I thought the chalk was a great idea because it doesn't permanently damage anything and there's usually a bit of safe concrete that the kids could draw on when you stop at a rest break. And I know my kids used to spend hours drawing on the footpath out the front of our house and usually, you know, we'd leave it there until the next rains came, but I never thought of carrying chalk in a bag, and I think that's a great idea.
That is a great idea. I remember I took balloons to West Papua, and the kids over there just had a ball with them. So it's also a good thing for other children that are around as well.
That's right, and it's such a simple and, you know, very
cheap,
inexpensive thing. So, yeah, it's great. And another really informative post was called Danger for Rent. And I think it was an important post because it talks about the use of child safety seats in hire cars when you're travelling. Mm-hmm. And after doing some investigative work, Debbie actually exposed some of the dangers in using seats provided by hire car companies. Mm-hmm. And she found out that some of the seats were really old and dilapidated and basically should have been thrown out.
Yeah.
And others were just filthy and really unhygienic. So her advice is to bring your own seat if you can and to just check it in with your luggage.
Oh, yeah.
I know it might be a hassle, but I think it's, you know, worth it for the safety of your child.
But if you've got like 3 kids under 4 or something, it'd be a nightmare.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't know if you'd be travelling with 3 or 4.
Well, a friend of mine just went to the States with 2 young girls who are both kind of under 2. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It could be hard, a logistical nightmare, in fact. But, yeah, this is something that she's brought to the light anyway. And I just think it might be a good option, you know, for some parents who are able to do that. And, yeah, I think I just love that Debbie's blog has actually given me an idea that other parents would build up their confidence in just being able to travel overseas and just giving them new ideas and making it a bit more achievable.
So, okay. Well, what's one of the most helpful travel tips that she's given on her blog?
There's one called 10 Tips for Keeping a Toddler Busy on a Plane.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, this is a great one. In this one, Debbie gives such creative and easy ideas for keeping the kids entertained, which can be very hard to do sometimes, particularly on a long flight. And one of her ideas for younger children is to do a scavenger hunt through the aeroplane magazine, like you've always got the magazine in the back of the seat and what have you. And on each page, she suggests that you name an item that the child has to locate, a bit like Where's Wally?
Yep.
And my kids used to love doing Where's Wally and that sort of thing. And, yeah, so I think that's a great idea. And then another one she suggests is to have some fun photos on your digital camera, which you'll be carrying anyway. Mm. Most people carry a camera around. And start to tell stories and just relive the adventure around the photo. And I know my son used to constantly say to me, "Mum, tell me a story and, you know, tell me what I used to do when I was little." And so kids love hearing stories, and you could even get the child to tell their own story or their recollections of a particular photo. So, yeah, I think it's a great idea.
That is a good idea. No, I definitely think. Sounds like those of us who haven't travelled much with kids, and I'm one of them, I travelled before kids but not so much afterwards, could get some really good tips from, I guess, all her experiences.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure, Katrina. So it's a really easy one to find as well. It's just called deliciousbaby.com.
Okay.
And I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your holiday, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina. Talk to you soon.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.